little while ago, Neil, you mentioned climate change and its connection to transportation. And you helped to lead an organization that's all about science. But we're in a place as a society right now where science gets challenged a lot. And that can certainly get in the way of public understanding. Do you have any thoughts on how we might be able to bridge that gap of understanding?
Well, obviously, science is based on evidence. And I think the most important thing from a societal perspective is that we try to make sure that our conversations are evidence-based. The National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine really has very high standards in terms of any of the work that we do to ensure that there is a solid evidence basis for what we do. I think it's absolutely critical as a society, starting in schools in particular, that we really talk about the evidence basis for science and the importance of evidence basis for everything that we do. So it goes right back to education being absolutely critical in terms of addressing that issue and the challenge that we are facing. I have classmates from school that challenge some of the issues, for example, climate change. And I will challenge them right back in terms of what is the evidence basis that they have for the beliefs that they have. And I think we have to have more conversations that are really around what is the evidence basis that we have for both the beliefs that we have and ultimately for the policies that we develop.
Yeah, and universities are obviously a key place for that evidence-based information and research to occur. And certainly that link between climate scientists and transportation is key. And those are two groups that maybe haven't talked to each other as much as they should. So making sure those discussions are going on, I think, is also important.